For Little Friends, You Are Never Alone by Phyllis Peterson, based on a true story. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Heidi loved animals, especially cats, so she was excited when her cat Thunder had four kittens. Two kittens were black as night, and the other two were gray with a touch of marble, just like their mother. Heidi took very good care of Thunder and her new babies. She made sure Thunder had plenty of food and water. She kept the area of the garage where the kittens had been born clean, safe, and warm. On a sunny afternoon when the kittens were a few weeks old, Thunder seemed to be a little restless. Heidi thought the cat might enjoy a walk while the kittens were sleeping, so she picked her up and headed outside. But they hadn't gone far when Thunder jumped out of Heidi's arms and ran away. Heidi tried to catch her, but the mother cat quickly disappeared. Heidi was frightened. She searched frantically under bushes and trees and through a neighbor's weed patch. She could not find Thunder anywhere. Heartbroken, Heidi walked slowly home with empty arms. She kept thinking about the tiny kittens. What would happen to them? Would they die without their mother? Tears were rolling down her cheeks as she neared home. Suddenly, she smiled. My family will help me find Thunder, she thought. She ran eagerly inside, calling out for help. To her dismay, she couldn't find anybody. Now what could she do? She was all alone and scared. Then the thought came to her that she was never all alone. Heavenly Father was always with her. Heidi ran up to her room and knelt by her bed. She asked Heavenly Father to please help her find Thunder so the kittens would be taken care of and not die. She got up and headed out to look for Thunder again. The first thing she saw was Thunder, calmly washing herself by the garage door. Heidi was so happy that she cried. At church the next Sunday, Heidi told her friends that her prayer had been answered. She knew Heavenly Father was always with her. Note, Phyllis Peterson is a member of the Salem 4th Ward, Salem, Utah, stake. End of note. Surprise Thankful Parfait. To enjoy a dessert filled with your favorite blessings, choose from each of the Rebus groups below the thing for which you feel most thankful. Each blessing has been assigned a tasty secret ingredient, and your parents will make you a surprise parfait, a layered dessert, based on your choices. Parents, if you don't have an ingredient, or if your child doesn't like it, substitute. Group 1, helpers. Postman equals cookies. Fireman equals graham crackers. Teacher equals pretzels. Group 2, basic needs. Home equals ice cream. Clothing and shoes equals yogurt or pudding. Bread and fruit equals whipped cream. Group 3, nature. A tree equals cut up fruit. A dog and a cat equals marshmallows or chocolate chips. And sunshine equals nuts. In November by Sandra Leatos. If only snow would fall and turn hills soft and white, I'd ride my sled as quick as wind that whistles out of sight. End of the section for Little Friends.